This is the message of the Blessed Virgin Mary and Jesus to the world through the seer Veronica Lukin. Today is Saturday, September 27th, Vigil in honor of the Archangels St. Michael, St. Gabriel, and St. Raphael. In the year of our Lord, 1986, we are presently about 200 yards south of the world-famous Unisphere at the Vatican Pavilion site in Flushing Meadows, Corona Park, Flushing, Long Island, New York.
All about the trees, there are beautiful cascading colors of pink and blue. Oh, they're so beautiful that I feel stronger already. I didn't think I would be here this evening, but heaven said you must. It is urgent because I have, Our Lady said, a most urgent message for the world. Well, now the lights are cascading. They're not rounded blue as usual, but they are streaming, just like streamers, down from the top of the sky, up high above Our Lady statue. I can't judge the distance in height, but they're coming slowly down. Our Lady and Jesus are together. Oh, they look so beautiful. Our Lady is extending her rosary. She has her beautiful rosary with the golden Our Father and the white Hail Marys that cascade off the light. The streamers of light are still going up. They seem to originate from the trees, but I can't be sure because I notice now I'm looking at Jesus' hands. And I never saw anything so beautiful. He has these streaming lights of pink, a delicate pastel pink, coming down and pouring. And not only that, they seem to be coming in this direction, and I can feel them all about us, and I can feel them on my chest. I feel much better already. Oh, Our Lady is so beautiful. But, oh, look what she's standing on. Our Lady is coming forward, but she's riding on the bull. It's the same bull I saw in 1970. Our Lady is smiling. She has her rosary extended like this in her hands in front of her. And she's smiling. But there is a sad smile. Jesus is whispering something to Our Lady. I can't hear him. I imagine I'm not supposed to hear him, but he's whispering, and he's standing now in place. He's quite high above the statue, but Our Lady is coming down. She is standing on top of the ball. Now she's taking her crucifix of her rosary and making the sign of the cross like this, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is looking all about her. She has on her beautiful white mantle with the trimming of gold. The gold is about a half an inch all about the outside of her mantle. Now the strange thing this evening is Our Lady does not have sandals on her feet. They are quite bare as she stands on top of the ball. But I notice that at her feet, though, there are all roses. They look like fresh, fragrant roses all about her feet. Oh, and Our Lady is so beautiful. She has on a pure white gown, and it's belted with a gold belting that Our Lady usually takes her rosary and attaches it to her belting. Now she is looking up at Jesus, and Jesus is nodding. Now Our Lady, the bull is moving over, and I think Our Lady is nodding that she wants to come from the ball. Now Our Lady is stepping out, and she has actual balance, but yet to us it would seem that she's suspended in midair. But she has actual balance, and the ball is now passing over on our left side into the trees. And Our Lady now is standing there. She's coming slowly down over her statue. She's about now, I would say, about 10 feet above the statue's crown. Oh, Our Lady is so beautiful that just the feeling of joy and peace and happiness that she gives to you when she smiles. Our Lady's smiling, but she has a very sad smile. Now she's looking up to Jesus and motioning, and he's coming forward. And he's standing now. He's going over to Our Lady's right side. Now Our Lady is taking up her crucifix again from the rosary and making the sign of a cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is nodding, and Our Lady now is placing her first finger to her lips like this, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, and especially Veronica, my child, I brought you here this evening because it was urgent that you come from your sickbed and be here this evening. No matter what the struggle, I will sustain you. Tell the world, my child, in great haste, that the Red Bear is planning to kill our Holy Father, your vicar on earth, John Paul II, when he meets with the nations in common prayer. You will not fully understand what I say to you, my child, but I repeat it again. Shout, shout from the rooftop until your words, the words from heaven, reach the Holy Father in Rome. The Red Bear is planning to kill your vicar, your Holy Father upon earth, John Paul II, when he meets with the nations in common prayer. Yes, my child, the evil is accelerating. In fact, I understand from hearing my children in their prayers that it boggles their minds how the evil continues to accelerate as we pray and do penance and seek for the repatriation of souls upon earth. We have extended the time far beyond what the Eternal Father wishes, my children. But it is those who are good that must not slacken in their pace have become complacent. They have now brought themselves down from the pinnacle to wallow, we will say, in their self-exaltation of being saved. However, I repeat again to all my children that to those who have received much, much is expected of them. They cannot sit back and with a smile not consider what goes on beyond their sight. They must work in the world and not retire from it, self-satisfied with their own salvation. They must go out among the nations because, my children, everyone now cries for peace and security. Where there is no peace and security, there are more murders. So the abortions continue, accelerating at a higher rate. And your country, my child, the United States, and Canada also, will receive the heavy hand of the Father soon upon them. We can no longer protect them from what is to come about within the next several months. Yes, my child, there will be blood flowing in the streets of the United States. There will be carnage such as has never been seen before in the United States and Canada. Do not take lightly the threats of those murderers in the European states that have felt this carnage. They are now setting up their plans to bring destruction to the heart of the Americas. My child and my children, how long can I go about your earth, going from place to place, hinder and yon as your mother, praying with you, solacing the nations that suffer from their own laxity. We ask for prayer, atonement, and sacrifice. And what do we get? We have theologians who now consider themselves as gods upon earth. They are setting up a new world religion, a one world religion based on humanism and modernism. This will not continue much longer, my children. It has taken many earth years to develop these theories. And those who have their heads in the clouds, though they wear the purple hats and the red hats, those who have become blinded from the excessive love of luxury and materialism shall be lost in the chaos. Each and every soul shall be held accountable for his soul and the souls of those about him. Families are disintegrating. I must tell you now, my children, the family must be returned to the holy state it was constructed for. We shall never approve nor accept marriage and cohabitation without marriage. We shall not accept the annulments that are being given now to so many without due cause. It has become a most distressing situation for the Eternal Father. Many he would remove from the sea of Peter. That it seems, my children, that the only way they can be removed is from force. For they do not hearken to the threats, nor even the advice and counsel of the Holy Father in Rome. Your successor to Peter has been chosen well. We set him upon the throne of Peter for the principal reason to return my son's church to its original state. Understand well, my children, that he is also a human being subject to error. But this does not mean that he is to be subjected to derision and hate until you build up a fire within the hearts of those who are seeking to destroy him. Better that you pray for the Holy Father than to deride him. Do not question him at this time, because I assure you, my children, as he will tell you in due time, I too have appeared to the Holy Father. Yes, my child, there is much that I have not told you or the world. But there are other spheres throughout the world at this time. And I promise you, my child, through all the excessive suffering that you are doing, and as you offer it up to the priesthood, you are gathering some souls for heaven. Remember, my child, and you will find your suffering much easier to take if you will remember that each pain and each sorrow means that you will offer it up for the priesthood. The prayers that you have conducted for the priesthood on the Sundays of your years upon earth shall be counted at the time when all of you shall go over the veil. Then you will rejoice with all heaven for the number of priestly souls that you have brought back to the fold. We do not want division within the church. That will solve nothing. You cannot separate yourself from the Holy Father in Rome. And once you are baptized as a Roman Catholic, you must die within the fold. You cannot reject it. There are many false prophets going throughout the world now seeking to take your soul to Satan. They come as angels of light. And now, my child, it has not been my policy to put down in strict, perfect order those who are going throughout the world as deceivers. But I warn you now to beware and protect your children from the groups that are forming that are false prophets and will take you from the true religion. One must be named now, and it is called the Jehovah Witnesses. My children, they are not a church. They were not founded in the time of my son's placement upon earth. They were founded approximately 55 years ago by a group of so-called learned seminarians, not of the true Christian faith, but seeking to rewrite the Bible of God to suit their own human frailties and needs. It took a great deal of courage to come away from the true faith and establish themselves, but this courage will be brought to naught, except, my children, that there are many now souls that come also from the fold of the Eternal Father, the Roman Catholics, that are being taken in by this group of false prophets. I do not wish to seek merriment on this, my child, but we too in heaven must smile as they go about the world saying that Jesus was not upon earth as the Savior, nor is he the Son of God. No, he is Saint Michael, the Archangel. My child, I see this ring a smile to your lips. Oh, yes, Blessed Mother, that sounds very funny. Yes, my child, to the ordinary human being, or those at least that have a little light of the Holy Spirit with them, they could not actually fall into the web of this organization. So you must do what you can, my child, to enlighten these poor souls. They are gathering the Roman Catholics who have not been attending Mass or getting the light from heaven by receiving Holy Communion daily, or at least, my child, on Sunday. Now, I want you to listen to me as I repeat for you one of the long discourses you had with St. Teresa. And I do it for a reason, that it goes to the world, because this dear Holy Father is the one in Rome who is suffering now at the hands of his own. His bishop will fight bishop against bishop. There will be cardinals against cardinals, and Satan has set himself in the midst. But you will all remember the exhortation and recite it well to those who wish to affront you. Repeat, my child, dear Holy Father, worried and wan, will struggle with Jesus to gather the sheep. The pastures are rich, but the sheep grow thin, for the souls have succumbed to the sickness of sin. You'll need reinforcements from heavenly shores. So deep is the darkness of earth's shallow moors. All hearts must ascend in true supplication to avoid the sad fate of divine devastation. Dear Holy Mother, your mother of love, does beg you to heed these dire words from above. His heart is torn by careless surrender of too many souls who don't try to remember the Father, the Son, the spirit of life smite in the heart with the human knife of hate, greed, avarice, vanity, all indications that sin is insanity. What more must you do that place the full load of saving all souls on the few who are bold, who stand up and fight for all heaven's glory and meet with Pope Paul at the end of life's story? My child, you must never forget those words and pray on them daily, for they have true meaning for the world. Now, my child, I wish that you will say a full act of contrition, for it has been forgotten in many of my son's churches, his house upon earth. Oh, my God, I'm heartily sorry for having offended thee, and I confess to all my sins because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell, but most of all because I love thee, my God, who art all good and deserving of all my love. I firmly resolve with the help of thy grace to confess my sins, to do penance, and to mend my life. Amen. My child, Veronica, it does our hearts well, and we feel very comforted to know that that has not been lost upon earth. We have watched now the teachings of the children in most of the houses upon earth of my son, and I must say, I shed tears of pity for the parents, for it is best now if the parents look well into the teaching of their children in the schools, the Catholic schools of the world, because they will find that the theologians have crept in now with modernism and humanism, and your children must be protected. A foul situation has come about in the schools, both public and private. They are now teaching sex education, my children, and this is a debauchery of your young souls. Parents, are you so blind that you do not investigate or ask your children what has happened in their classes today at school? Show you no interest as you go about the world gathering materialism and seeking to break your home apart by husband and wife going in both directions? Neither do they work together to hold the home together, but they work apart, many leaving the children astray by not having counsel over them. My child and my children, I tell you now, all that I have told you in the past will come to pass. There will be great punishment set upon earth. The United States and Canada shall not escape. They have been actually sentenced by the Eternal Father to many calamities that will befall them very shortly. The Father in heaven feels in this manner shall they bring many back to the fold. It is not an angry God who speaks to you, my children, but a sorrowful one. All of our hearts in heaven and the hearts of the saints are saddened at what is to come upon mankind. Have you forgotten my counsel of all the years of my appearances upon earth? I have gone to little children and big children, but they are all little children in our eyes. There is no age counted in heaven. You are all the children of God, and as such, you must be a pride and a joy to him. And when you hurt him, he is hurt most deeply. And therefore, he allows Satan to go about in his reign. Satan knows that his time is growing short. Therefore, he is acting in full fury. You will watch as the days go by. I say not years, because this will all happen in days, my child and my children. You will watch as the days go by, the unfolding of the messages dating from 1970. That is why I have asked you to publish them, my children, again, right from the beginning. In your closet, you will find the 1970 messages, the missing ones without the tapes. You will see, my child, that all of these messages are renewed. They must be read over, because much has been missed and forgotten. But soon, like the steps of a ladder, you will find each prophecy come true, and it will accelerate as we hit the end of time, my children. You cannot count your earth years as being long any longer. If only I could show you the prideful and boastful United States and Canada. If I could show you what the enemy has in store for you now, you would grovel on your knees to make restitution to the Eternal Father. But now this must be taught to you in a most sorrowful way. Your country, my child, the United States, shall know of another tremendous earthquake. I know this grips your heart with fear, my child, but you will see and understand. There will be more floods, more famine, more blood in the streets. The enemy will come from foreign nations now to try to shed this blood. Do not take their words to you lightly. They will enter the United States for one purpose, to destroy the morale. Your country and Canada has been surrounded by the Red Bear for many years. They fear the finger upon the first missile, because they know that it will be the end for the human race. But my children, do not misunderstand and do not discalculate the power of Satan, because if he is allowed to by the Eternal Father, he will see that someone does put their hand on the wrong button. My child and my children, and especially you, my child Veronica, I know you felt that we were asking the impossible of you to come to the grounds this evening, having spent your life bedridden and in torturous suffering. My child, I cry for you because I experience your pain as your mother, and I know that the cross one day will be lightened for you. But do this for us, my children. You will do this for my son and I. Will you not, my child? Yes, mother. Remember, my child, life is not eternal upon earth. One day, you will all have your rest. I know, my child, you do not have much rest. But one day, you will come over the veil. It will not be much longer, my child. But we ask you to continue to be a voice box for my son and myself. Now my son has a few words to speak to you, my child. Now Jesus is coming forward. He looks so beautiful. Oh, he has on a burgundy cape. And there is also about a half an inch of gold all about the burgundy cape. Now, he has it tied at his neck by a golden belting, sort of. He looks so beautiful. Jesus' hair is blowing a little, and I think it's from the reflection of the light from his robe, but his hair looks like a reddish brown. And now he's tapping his forehead. Oh, he wants me to tell you, as he told me this afternoon, that I must tell the world that when he was crucified, they had a false notion about his crown of thorns. The crown of thorns were placed in a basket weave cap and then placed on his head, and he was pummeled and hammered with sticks and a sledgehammer to get it down on his head, and that drove the terrible spikes of the thorns into his head. It seems that his murderers could not find gloves at the time to handle the thorns, so they thought to take their implements and place these the terrible thorn weeds inside of the basket weave hat. And that is what Jesus wore when he was crucified. My child, I had you repeat that because you had difficulties in finding the photograph, the picture that I had you draw in 1969. But you will find it if you go out to your garage, and in the middle you will find boxes. Empty the boxes, and you will find the photograph. Now, my child, you will continue with your prayers of atonement. I did not wish to bring you here in your terrible suffering, but I assure you, my child, the reward that you will know of at the end of time will make full payment upon your suffering, my child. There is only one way that I can explain it. What you suffer in earth is not important. It's how you are laying off your merits to enter into the kingdom. And I repeat again, my child, as I say to you, that it will be easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than it will be for a rich man to enter heaven. I say this for a reason, and to those to whom it is directed, they will fully understand. What does it profit a man if he goes about the world, gathering all the riches of the world, and loses his soul? Think of that well, O men of the kingdom of God, who have lost their way while they seek the riches. Think of it well, for many of you shall be passing over the veil within a few short months. Now, my children and my child, I wish that you all continue with the prayers of atonement that are necessary for the repatriation of the many souls in the world. Now, Jesus is moving over to the trees. He's standing above the highest tree on our right side, and he's extending his hand like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady has remained above the statue, and she's softly smiling, but I notice that she is wiping her eyes. She's very sad. Now Jesus is coming across back from the trees. He's coming over to our left side. That would be his right side. And he's almost next to Our Lady. And he's standing out now and placing his hand like this. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now both Our Lady and Jesus are looking over to their right, our left, and they're moving now. I have to follow them above the sky there. They're high above the trees. Now Jesus is bending over like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Our Lady is looking about her. She had placed her rosary beads back in her belting, but now she's taking it out, and she's extending the crucifix like this and making the sign of a cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. My child and my children, now continue with your prayers of atonement. We are not leaving. My son and I will be upon the ground until the last person leaves. And should anyone come here to pray during the weekdays, before the vigils or the holy hours, we will come. Oh. Yes, my child. One day, these grounds also will be renowned. These grounds shall be a holy place of visitation, as shall also be the shrine at Bayside. Now, my child, you will take 3 photographs, and these you will not divulge the contents, but take 3 photographs and read them well. But not a word must be said, my child.